Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys are wrestling. Test the competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. A point number one, just believe that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Come in the ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 You might wind up in a body bag. You took your chances, now it's time to show you what's wrong. In the ring, this is poor, all you suck are strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the ring tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own rules. You're doing it what it takes to feel their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Hey, yo.
Wolfpack in the house. What's going on, guys? He's Lone Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. Lone Wolf, a.k.a. CAF, a.k.a. Scott Hall. Big Bad Wolf, a.k.a. Kevin Nash. R-A-Y. You know what it is. This is Wolfpack, guys. Wolf Nation today. We've got a couple of things going on today. First, we're going to talk about this racism stuff and what's going on. But before I do that, you know, it's promotion time real quick. Check us out on Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. Check out our GoFundMe page. Also hit us up on the Twitter.com, Wolfpack_TV. Also hit us up on Instagram, Wolfpack_TV as well. SoundCloud.com, Wolfpack TV. And, you know, leave a comment on the radio blog post, Wolf Nation, Wolf Society. You know, any topics that you guys want to discuss with us, probably between me and Lone Wolf, go right ahead and do that. Also, hashtag us, show us love. Appreciate all the support that we've been getting. I know we keep saying this, but we, you know, we do see you guys listening to the show. We also see you guys viewing the page and liking it. So shout out to everybody that's listening. All the certified Wolf Nation listeners, appreciate y'all support. Yeah, Lone Wolf, what's going on, baby?
What up?
Another day. You know, it's Wolfpack Thursdays. We're getting into our personal shows on here, how we do it. Guys, yeah, today I just want to talk about racism. This is part one of the episode, so we're going to spend, you know, about 2 to 3 episodes on this. It's needed. A lot of people want to see, you know, want to hear what we got to say about the racism. It's not actually cool to be racist, especially when we got all races, other than black. This might sound racist, but I don't give a shit. You know, this is our show, so I'm gonna say what the hell I want to, regardless. You know, we are the most copied race in the whole world. You know, from the Jordans to the cargo pants to the tinted windows, hoods and shorts, anything that we come up with, we're copied. Rap music, you know, the bang, the rims on your car, you know, it's ridiculous, guys. And some of you guys that have that call yourself being racist or not liking, you know, what we stand for. Let me tell you something, man. I've been raised around Caucasian people all my life, and not one time have I been racist towards them at all, man. And, you know, I came up with these guys, was raised with these guys the whole nine, man. You know, I have a Caucasian girlfriend, been in a Caucasian girl since 2000, so, you know, that hasn't changed. You know, I'm not racist at all. I just don't like people that are racist. You know, it's bad We have that issue at Missouri. A lot of them guys haven't been going to school because of that shit. And, you know, if you're part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. If you're part of the solution, you know what I'm saying, then you're not part of the problem. You know, you guys, just, I mean, it's fucking ridiculous that we even have to waste our time on this episode, but it's getting really bad. It's always been bad back in the days, in history books. Even other Africans, other black people sold other slaves, you know, to, you know, Caucasian people or Germans or whoever, you know. So I just want to say that, you know, we had to talk about this, guys, because it's a really big deal. I can't really stand anybody that's racist at all. And, you know, I just want to say this. The Hispanic population, instead of you guys trying to sit up there and be racist towards us, y'all might want to try to, be down with us, because a lot of you guys' movement comes from us also. And what I mean by that is, with the whole Jordans, which is a big fucking deal, LeBron's, Kanye West's, all that came from black people. So, you know, it just goes back to what I've been saying. We are the most copied race in the world, in my opinion. You know, a lot of black inventors we don't read about that in the history books. Why haven't they put black inventors in the history books? I don't know. Why haven't they put black, psychology people that's been graduated, that got doctorates? How come we don't ever read about them guys, man? You know, a lot of people don't know this, but one of the top five presidents, which I just read this, was a black. So actually, Obama is the second black president. If you guys don't know what's going on, go read that up and look that up. But, you know, it never gets talked about because he's African American. So, you know, it's the racism is ridiculous. You know, in TV shows, superhero movies, I notice everybody is Caucasian. We don't have not one black superhero. And I'm not talking about fucking Meteor Man. That's a fucking clown. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no such thing as a fucking Meteor Man. Like, what is he doing? You know, meter size punch, meter size kick.
Oh,
makes
shit.
No sense. I brought that up. Somebody told me it was like Meteor Man. That wasn't really what I was looking for. I'm talking about
You do got Blade, though. Blade was fucking killing the motherfuckers.
We do got Blade, yes. We got Blade. We got John Stewart. So, you know, you got Falcon. You got Black Panther. But I'm just saying, it needs to be more African-American, and not all people that's calling to be a hero have to be Caucasian. I'm just saying. And they should put Hispanics. They should put Chinese, Asian, you know, German, you know, Italian, whatever. It shouldn't just be all Caucasian. That's all I'm saying. About the Bible. Also, I've seen a lot of pictures in the Bible. You know, it's a lot of Caucasian people, a lot of, you know, Englishmen or whatever. Nobody was ever black. You will actually have to look and see and go do your research in order to know that there are black people in the Bible. So, you know, again, racism stuff that's going on, racism propaganda, racism media, it's ridiculous, guys. You know, I just seen, like, earlier today that a group of African-American people had went into an Apple store. They want to boycott Apple because the Apple, workers decided to kick them out because they felt like they was going to steal something. Come on, man. That's just poor right fucking laziness, man. You know, and then, you know, I just got done seeing some of the videos from APD jumping some of the guys from 6th Street, you know, for jaywalking or whatever. Man, I've never, you know, in my whole life, you know, every time me and Lone Wolf go to 6th Street, I've never had no problems with police. They will always just be on chill. You know, that might not go for everywhere, but I know for Austin, I've never seen stuff like that to where people get rocked, you know what I'm saying, and curbed, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, they weren't following the rules or whatever, you know, just jumping people. So, you know, racism is very apparent, And, you know, you guys don't, you know, all you guys saying that, no, it's not racism. He had to be doing something. Y'all full of shit. And y'all covering up the truth because y'all don't want to see what's really going on out there. And then, you know, just like my brother Lone Wolf was saying, y'all like that Walt Disney fantasy and that, you know what I'm saying, that Alice in Wonderland, you know, you guys love. And I notice a lot of y'all motherfuckers be putting up Disney movies on their fucking Facebook. Y'all like that. Y'all like that style, that fantasy shit, you know. This is what's really going on. And then you get mad when, you know, African-Americans stand up and they go loot and stuff like that. Then you guys want to call and get together and talk about, okay, well, this is the reason why they've been this and that and this and that. No, man, they're doing the Malcolm X. That's what they're doing, you know. You guys don't want to listen, you'll listen when we take action. When we take action, then that's when y'all want to listen. And, you know, you should be listening to them guys before they even take action, you know. And it's bad news, man. It really is, man. You know, I'm fed up, Lone Wolf. I'm really fed up with the racism stuff, man. You know, this is just part one. We got two more episodes of this. It's really bad, man. You know, with the whole Missouri, I'm not exactly sure what happened. I just seen bits and pieces of it. Three guys went into what they say. They said something on a social media site. They're going to shoot every black guy they see. Is that what happened?
Oh, you asking me, bro?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that what happened? Three guys said they're going to shoot every black guy that they see on Missouri campus?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I haven't been really keeping up with it myself, but I guess so. I just, you know, I've been keeping up with bits and pieces of it. You know, like, I just know, like, you know, basically there were threats made to shoot up students, you know, at the school. And you know, I know it doesn't seem like really much was done about it, you know. And that's a scary situation, you know what I'm saying? So, but I guess they finally arrested these guys, you know, making terroristic threats and all that type of stuff. But yeah, I mean, you know, It's bad out here, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've had my personal experience with it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's not a good thing at all. And, you know, that whole situation in Missouri, you know, it's just a small glimpse into a bigger picture, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's just a chip off the rock, you know what I'm saying, of what's really going on out here. You know, these cops are killing people left and right. And, you know, me personally, I've had cops put a gun to my head three times in my life, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's not a pleasurable experience, I'll tell you that, you know what I'm saying? You know, and this is real shit. I have no reason to lie about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, one of the times, you know, I probably was doing something I wasn't supposed to. The second time, you know, it was just kind of like just wrong place, wrong time. And the third time, I mean, I was just minding my business, bro, and just, they just rolled up on me, bro. It's like, get out your car, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
wow.
It's serious business out here, man. And, you know, what it really comes down to me is it comes down to economics, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, because at the end of the day, you are given an opportunity to go work, you know what I'm saying, and go do things and educate yourself within the structure and within the system. And, you know, but the thing is, what are you going to spend your money on? You know what I'm saying? What are you supporting? You know what I'm saying? Are you supporting your own or are you supporting somebody else? Because if you're not supporting your own, then you say, you know, it's just simple, bro. It's going out, not in. You know what I'm saying? You know, RAYCAF, the outsiders, you know what I'm saying? Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, we want to keep shit in house. You know what I'm saying? We don't want shit going out the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that is a good point. And, you know, just to piggyback off of what Lone Wolf said, you know, he got a gun pulled on him three times. And everybody that's been that's actually been migrating out there to Houston, y'all all know that HPD and Galveston PD and those areas, I've never stayed out there, but I just heard horror stories, you know what I'm saying, about how corrupt these cops are. My personal experience of racism was back in 2000, 2001, when I had the 9300 Accord. Also, I had two Buicks riding around in Williamson, which, by the way, guys, if you're not from Texas and y'all listening to the show, if you're overseas, wherever you at listening to this show, understand
hey, these
this.
These
everybody
ass,
should
these
know
these whole-ass Blouse Talk niggas trying to cut me off, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe that shit, man. I'm upset with that shit. Goddamn.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, to pick up where I left off, like I said, it starts with economics. Let me say that again. You can't cut me off. And, you know, it all goes back to where you spend your dollar. So people, you know what I'm saying? The point I was trying to get to is where are you going to spend your money? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to spend it with some European, with some grown-up name, you know what I'm saying, that don't give a fuck about you? Or are you going to spend your money with somebody that supports you, that has genuine love for you, or at least just wants to see you do well? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know, it just – I don't know what to say about that shit, man. You know, I mean, now, you know, have I been caught up in the shit? Yeah, I have. You know what I'm saying? I like Jordan. You know what I'm saying? I like hats, you know, all that stuff and getting fly. You know what I'm saying? Gold chains and everything else. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's never what you do, but how it's done. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, kind of like Jay-Z said, if every nigga in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, it's just about coming together. And what's going on in Missouri is just a testimony. I mean, I've seen some stuff in Ethiopia where, you know, they're not having it anymore. You know, they're not going to be persecuted. And those people have been tormented, you know, in Saudi Arabia and, you know, and just all, you know, Sudan, you know, it's just bad, bro, but they're not taking it anymore. People are actually standing up, you know, and I mean, you can only back a lion into a corner for so long until he's going to attack, man. And that's what's going on, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I like I said, you know, now I'm going to go to another point. Now, we do have issues with each other in our own community, you know, just light skin, dark skin stuff. That's a big one, you know. I tell you what, if that's such a big issue, let's deal with these other races first, and then we can deal with that next. You know what I'm saying? Because it's bad out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, you know, I didn't told y'all about my experience. I know, Ray, you didn't have your experience with, you know, law enforcement. And, you know, I mean, you are targeted, man. It is obvious, man. It is not a secret. It is not like a made-up thing. You are targeted out here, man. You know what I'm saying? And if they can't get you in behind the bars, guess where they're going to hit you at, Raymond?
In your pocket.
They're going to hit you in your pocket, baby. You know what I'm saying? You going to pay or you going to wave? Which one is it, man? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, it is what it is, man. And, you know, that's why, you know, these black women, they got to understand. You got to understand that no matter how you feel about your dude, that he is at the bottom of the totem pole. You know what I'm saying? And that is the most realistic thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you turn your back and do all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're only making it worse for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to the brothers, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, man, it's just all about leading by example and being disciplined, man, and being about what you say, whatever that's you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So if you say you're going to do it, do that shit, man. If you're not going to do that shit, then don't do it, man. It's that simple, you know? So, you know, I just wanted to say that. I'm going to pass it back to you, Kevin Nash. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, you know?
Yeah, no, like I was saying, you know, I had, like, my own experience with law enforcement is I actually got pulled over. And, fellas, if you're in Williamson County, you know that, you know Williamson County, Round Rock, Georgetown, Granger, Taylor, you know, Leander, Cedar Park, them seven cities, guys, you don't want to get caught with the Buick, Cadillac, and Hispanics. I'm not just talking about the African-American race. I'm also talking about you guys Hispanics, too, because y'all riding Cadillacs with rims, and a lot of y'all will be grilled out, you know what I'm saying, bang, you know what I'm saying, and tinted windows. You guys will get pulled over if you're riding in a Cadillac or if you're riding with any kind of vehicle that's bringing a lot of attention. If it's a candy paint, it's just straight out the candy shop, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get pulled over. That's how they roll, man. And, you know, it's a lot of racial things going on in Williamson County. They just had a judge. They just put a judge, Tim Wright, in there for selling guns. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that whole system is corrupted. You know, you never want to go out there and win some kind of, if you're doing anything, guys, you know, they're planting shit on y'all. They're putting drugs on y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, they are really profiling, man, especially just with the cars, man. I've been fucked with three times already, man. Two with Buicks and one with a motherfucking Honda.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to look at each other as threats, you know what I'm saying? You know, we've been programmed to do that, to look at each other as threats, and everyone else sees us as threats, and, you know, as threats to society. And, you know, I genuinely feel that is not the case. I think, you know, in every person, there's a genuine side, but it gets so corrupted and misguided, you know what I'm saying, in the way the system is structured, you know. And, you know, so it's really hard to hold on to that, you know what I'm saying, you know, but you have to try to do that because that's what really makes you you at the end of the day. And, I mean, yeah, bro, it's a lot of pressure, man, you know. Kevin Nash, Big Sexy, Pretty Cool Under Pressure. You know, you got to be cool under pressure, man. And, you know, I got a lot. I'm not really the best at it, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you know, I make smart moves, and, you know, it plays off, and, you know, I feel like, you know, it's somebody looking out for me, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, you know, it's just real. You know, I got a homeboy, you know, who is locked up in the state penitentiary, and, you know, really, you know, this guy is a really good friend to me, you know, and it's just messed up to me that he's in there because he's really in there for mental situations, but he never really got the help that he needed. They just penalize him every single time, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, and then, you know, his sister tell me what's going on, you know, and it's like, you know, it's just getting worse and worse every time, man. It's not getting no better. And I know why it is, because this nigga's fighting for his life in there, man. You know what I'm saying? The gridiron, you know what I mean? So, it's bad out here, and it just makes me think how easily that could be one of us, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I, you know, going to jail, that's, you know, that's one thing, and then going to prison, that's even another, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's serious business out here. Neither one is a place to be, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just seems like it's just too easy to go into there if you're a person of dark skin tone, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, a brown skin tone, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're going to be targeted. And it's really sad that America has let this go on for so long and not dealt with this.
Yep.
And America will never progress and never move on until it's dealt with, because this is a prevalent issue. It's the most prevalent issue. It's the foundation of everything in America, bro, from religion all the way down to law, to science, to math, to anything you want to think of, Hollywood, fucking Walt Disney, nigga, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, bro. Your superheroes, every fucking thing you see is all based off of race. So, you know, until it's dealt with, how it's going to be dealt with, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, we all want peace. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it can't have peace if there's unrest. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of shit going on. You know, you know, me and you, bro, you know, we both had our experiences. You know, we went from an all-black neighborhood to fucking, like, you know, Beverly, what I used to call that shit, Saved by the Bell, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we went from all-black neighborhood to Saved by the Bell. And, you know, people wonder why the way we are, you know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, like, you know, look at the shift, like I told you in episode 1, 2, the dramatic shift, you know what I'm saying? You know, me personally, you know, I've had some great Caucasian friends, you know what I'm saying? And I even have Caucasian family, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, they're good people, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I have Italian friends, you know what I'm saying? You know, Spanish friends, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just about having a mutual respect. But, you know, the problem is that it's not a genuine mutual respect when you have somebody secretly or under the table trying to take advantage of the other party. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the issue, that's the underlying root issue of all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it has to be exposed. Wolfpack TV is going to expose it. And, you know, we fuck with the Caucasians. You know what I'm saying? Star Hall Kevin Nash, man. You know what I'm saying? Wolfpack TV in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, well, we going to roll, but we going to show y'all niggas how it's done. Real Wolfpack style, real life outsider style, you know? So, I mean, Racism in America, Part 1, you know, Wolfpack TV. Ray, I'm done with it, bro. I'm going to let you talk.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, you know, it looks like we're coming to a close. You know, guys, just, you know, like I said, guys, you know, we gotta, and my philosophy, if you guys want peace and y'all want to stop this, you want peace, gotta prepare for a war. Yeah, I took that shit from the fucking Punisher movie, but it's the true shit. You guys want peace, you gotta prepare for war.
that simple, guys. And let me say this to all the Caucasian people that still buy that actually was supporting the African American race in Missouri. Shout out to all you guys. Even shout out to all you guys that stuff that happened in Baltimore. I know some Caucasian, brothers and sisters that was out there looking out for the African-American race. So I appreciate that, standing up, I know it was a lot of y'all guys, left y'all classroom and didn't go to school and probably going to get a transfer. But I'm going to tell you something, if I was on that basketball team, a football team, a baseball team, I would have quit. I don't give a damn if I had a full ride or not. I'm not about to be crazy. I'm not about to. My life is in jeopardy. I'm transferring. I holler at y'all. That simple. Lone Wolf, that's it, man. Take us out, bro. We will check you guys out next week. Don't forget, Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Instagram. If you haven't done that, do that. Hit us with the like, view our page, listen to all the shows. We're doing it live, guys. We're only getting stronger. We're getting stronger every day. So, we will check you guys out next week. And, this Wolf Nation, what's up? Wolfpack Society, Wolfpack Enterprises. It's what it is, guys. Long Wolf, take us out, brother.
Survey says.
NWO. We out.
Day in, day out, the Wolfpack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come. I'm in the ring tonight. Don't care about the rapper, cause we make our own rules. You're doing that what it takes to feel they shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser. On the ground to leave, you're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.